You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Unlikable Female Characters,
the podcast about women who don't give a damn if you like them.
And this is our 100th episode. Wow, this is very special.
It is very special. It's special because all three of us are here, which has not happened in
a year,
many a moon.
Yeah, a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And also because this is going to be our last episode, or at least our last episode as far as we know. We are, yes. After this one, we are going to take an indefinite hiatus, I think is what we're calling it, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
I like it.
We're pressing pause.
Yeah, we've been doing this so when this episode comes out, it'll be Halloween. So happy Halloween, spooky bitches, if you're listening to this on the day.
Hopefully you've been enjoying your special month all month long.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the best month.
Yes.
And we started this podcast, our preview episode aired on Halloween back in 2018. Mm-hmm. So this is like graduation day, right? 4 years.
4 years.
4 years.
School's out.
School is out. Yeah, we thought that seemed appropriate, but yeah, we've just come to a natural end, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've all just been so busy, and I don't know if y'all want to talk about, we've had a lot of drama going on behind the scenes.
Oh my God.
I think.
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
Well, I can start. I almost died and then survived against all odds. Now, I was diagnosed with a serious lung condition called pulmonary arterial hypertension, and I have to be on oxygen 24/7 now, and I have a medication infusion pump attached to my body at all times. It's all very dramatic, but the good news about it is that I'm feeling much better.
Yeah, you look
and
a lot better.
All of the coughing that had to be edited out by Lane in our previous episodes, I don't do that anymore. Now that we're ending, it's over. Like, I don't have to I don't have to cough every 2 seconds. So sorry about the timing, Lane, but
I'm so glad you're doing better, Kristen, and it was my honor to edit out each and every one of your coughs. We were so freaked out when this shit was serious.
Yeah.
Like, you were saying kind of flippantly, like, you almost died, but you really fucking almost died,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, I was in the hospital twice this summer. The first time I went to the hospital thinking, like, oh, I guess this is probably not that big of a deal. And at hospitals, they're not really known for, like, acting quickly. I feel like you go to the hospital and they're like, okay, wait for 6 hours.
Yeah.
I got to the hospital and they were like, oh boy, let's go. So it was pretty grim. It's a hereditary condition. My mom has it as well, or she had it. She recently got a lung transplant, so she does not have the damaged and diseased lungs anymore. Good for her. But the whole host of other problems go with a major organ transplant. So it's been a very hospital-filled summer.
Yeah,
the worst way. You want like hot girl summer, not hospital girl.
Absolutely, summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hospital girl summer. Nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
No. Mm-mm. Wendy just muted so she could cough. Do it.
I've passed the torch.
Oh my God. Well, whatever. I mean, COVID got me a month ago, and I'm still jacked up. It seems like it's the lungs. You know, COVID does. She likes to get in there and just fuck shit up. So she's doing her thing. I'm trusting it's going to get better because I don't have any predisposition to any lung issues. You know, I've never even been to the doctor for a cough. I can count the number of times on one hand I've been sick as a kid. It's really strange that it would do that for me, but that's COVID. You know, she likes to keep it spicy. So
Yes.
I don't know. The only thing I can say is that I have been really stressed out for a really long time. And that does stuff to your body, you know? And I think women get a really high viral load when we catch COVID because we're often caring for family members. I caught mine from my daughter, and it was days before I knew it was COVID because she has allergies. And so I got a really high viral load, and that can mess you up. You know, it's much different than if you catch it at like the grocery store from some dude for a minute. You know, you're going to get way sicker if you're home with someone caring for someone. And I think that's a thing for women. You know, we have to care for loved ones while we're sick always. And we get pretty sick sometimes. So I'm just trying to be patient with it. I've been sick longer than I've ever been sick before. I'm not used to this. I'm very restless. I'm not a patient person. So I'm trying to be patient. It's not easy. You know how that feels, Kristen. How you're just so it's hard.
Yeah, it's like, why isn't my body just bouncing back the way it has my entire life? Like, I want to go back to just ignoring my body completely. But it demands attention constantly now.
Yeah.
Our meat sacks are very annoying. We would like new ones.
Yes. Hopefully, Lane, your lungs are all right.
Yeah.
So far I've not been, but I was just saying, as we're recording this, I just got back from a trip, and on the plane I was seated next to an old white man who kept coughing.
Oh my God.
So,
oh my God.
You know, thank you to that gentleman.
You're like, I don't have a mask to lend you, but I do have a plastic bag I can tie over your head. So that should keep the germs in.
Right.
Oh my gosh. But Wendy, you've had some exciting non-lung related developments lately, right? You are a full-time writer now.
Yeah, so I was in education for a long time. And the last few years, I've been trying to ramp up the writing career so that I can not have to do two jobs. And writing is definitely my passion. So it's taken a lot of work. I finally got into a situation where I have two book deals at the same time, which allowed me to take... Yeah, so I can at least take what I'm considering at least a 2-year hiatus from my education career and give me some time to think about that day job, because I can't do the 2-job thing anymore. It's too much. I mean, I feel like I've worn myself down. Like, you'd only do that for so long. You know, you can't run that hard. It's like it's a marathon, but with no end. You know, that's how it feels.
Right.
Marathons need to end. You need to rest. So, yeah, I don't know what's going to be next, but I'm hoping I can just keep writing. It would be good if I could stop being sick so I could freaking write.
Right. Yes, but I feel that.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. I haven't been writing too much this last month, obviously. But yeah, got to get back in there.
I've mostly been working on the sequel to my Audible project, Rich Widows.
Love
that
book.
Just in Providence with my co-authors, Vanessa, Kate, and Kim, who were on the show earlier in this year. It was our first time all four being together in the same room, which actually the three of us have never done.
That's true. Oh my God.
That's true, because Kristen and I hung out at the conference at BoucherCon in Florida.
Yeah.
But not the three of us.
But no.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
Weird.
Never the three of us. I feel like if we ever are in the same place at the same time, we'll have to do like a bonus episode or something.
Of course.
Assuming that like the world doesn't end, because so much power in one place.
That's true.
I was laughing, Lane, because I saw on Instagram the photos of you with the other authors of Young Rich Widows, and they're all very like spring season vibes, and you're standing next to them and you're like wearing all black, and I'm just laughing to myself like, what was this trip like, you know?
It was actually, it was so fun, but yeah, I'm like the goth
you are the goth one
for sure. We all have our function, and that's mine.
Yeah, you were on the right-hand side of the photo, and I was like, everyone in there looked like they had shopped at, like, Nordstrom, or I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, very, like, you know, they look beautiful, but it's very...
I shop at Nordstrom Rack.
I'm, like, trying to figure out how to say the vibe. Like, you are the goth one. There's just no way around it.
You're like, you look like you shopped at Hot Topic, and they were wearing actual adult clothes.
No.
That was what I noticed. No.
Although Hot Topic does have some cute stuff sometimes, okay.
They do, and I do have several things. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Everyone would know. So I'm gonna really miss this, you guys. Even though we haven't like properly done an episode with the three of us in forever, like this whole experience with the two of you has been so much fun.
I know.
Yes, we like started it kind of on a lark and didn't really know anything about podcasting or anything. And then we were just like, let's do it. And then we did it and people seemed to like it and we kept doing it. And then we got to interview some like major, like major amazing authors. I mean, everyone we've had has been amazing. But like, you know, there are some interviews where it's like, I can't believe that we're talking to Megan Abbott, or I can't believe to Sarah Gran. Like, absolutely unreal.
Yeah. It's been wild. Absolutely. Like, we did just start it. Completely like had no idea what we were doing. We were like, the mediocre white men can do it, so we'll figure it out. And we really did.
We're on our third recording platform, and we've tried different systems for keeping organized, and we just kept trying things, and Lane is a genius at keeping things organized. My god, I don't think any of this would have happened without Lane, because
am I a genius or a monster?
Is there a difference?
We're fine with writing that line. We're comfortable with it.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I'm this like scheduling bitch, and I can be very unlikable about it, but I won't apologize, because that would not be in keeping with the show.
No, you should own that for sure.
Yeah. So what are some of our favorite episodes that we've done?
I was thinking about this.
So, I don't know what my favorite is. I really love talking to Sarah Gran, because she was incredible, and she's been one of my very favorite writers for a long time. But I really can't top our interview with Jonathan Mallory Davis.
I feel like that's a sleeper one. It doesn't have high listenership numbers. So I'm like,
I don't get it. That's our best work.
It's absolutely it's our best work. It's incredible.
So whoever's listening to this now, I will link it in the show description, so you just like one click and it will take you to magic.
Yes, a very, very special bonus episode.
We've never planned anything that hard, except my favorite episode, which was the bad sex scenes episode.
Yes, that
we
was,
planned that,
was
that one really also hard. Classic. That was such a good one.
Yes.
Yes. Some moments in there, I was like crying, laughing as we're recording it. I
still think about sometimes, I think it was a Stuart Woods novel that talks about a woman who was like storing her credit card in her vagina.
Yes. I have the one where she takes her clit and enters it into the penis.
Oh, yes. Smell the sense of snow. Yes.
How?
So many questions. We always talked about doing another one of those, and we always talked about doing it live at like a writer's conference or a bookstore or something, but then we were like, would we get kicked out?
we might get kicked out and then like blacklisted from all bookstores ever. I don't know.
But we would be legends, so
well, maybe someday.
Maybe someday. Maybe
someday. That's why this is the indefinite hiatus.
That's right.
I feel like in the future we don't know what will happen.
Exactly.
Imagine if we come back in like 3 years just to read bad sex scenes and then go away for like a
legendary move.
Yeah,
that would be so on brand.
Like witches emerging from the forest, like certain astrological times, and then just like humiliating a bunch of men and like fading back into
yes.
a cloud of mist. That's my vibe. I like that. Okay.
That episode traumatized my partner so much. He was like nauseated listening to us read those. He's like, how are you laughing? This is so upsetting. I was like, no, it's amazing.
Amazing.
I listened to that one in the car with Nate, and just so I could like watch his face. Also, I think kind of nauseated. And I was like, this is what we deal with all the time.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, welcome to our world.
Yeah, for sure.
Did y'all see that thing on BuzzFeed earlier this week that was like men saying what they think women get wrong about writing?
Oh, I did. I saw that. There was one that was good about the height, where he was like,
I'll give him that one.
Was good.
He was saying like, if you're 6'5", it's not just sexy. It's like, you need a larger bed because your feet dangle off the end.
That's true, because Jeff is 6'4", and he bangs his head into everything. I mean, part of that is just, I don't know. He's a good example of why Darwin's theory might not be.
Like, he had like a hot, tall ancestor, but who was like really stupid, but someone mated with them anyway. They were like, you know what? He's so tall.
Right. Do it.
A good example of how tall and white takes you a long way in this world.
Mm-hmm. But there were a bunch in there that were basically like, what women don't understand about men is that we can't talk about our feelings, and we can't
have
a relationship.
No, we understand.
Like, we're like, okay, so you're just saying what women don't understand about men is we all need to go to therapy, but we refuse.
Right.
We don't talk about it. No, we know, but we can't write that, because it would just be nothing on the page. We have to write something.
Yes.
Right. And in a romance novel, which a lot of the examples were, it's like a fantasy of what a man could be like.
That's right.
He did go to fucking therapy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And knew where the clit was.
It's more like what we want you to be like. It's not right. What you actually are like. Yeah.
And it's like an aspirational thing, not like when men write about women and they're like, what we really want is for your boobs to like express themselves and for you to keep things inside your vagina.
Right.
And move independently.
Sexy, even when you're dead.
Yes.
Yes.
The one in that article, though, that I will also give them, besides the height one, was there was one about someone's, like, asshole being, like, glistening with anticipation.
Oh, I saw that. What was that? It was wet with anticipation. I was like, no.
No. And that one really confuses me because it's like, okay, men write ridiculous things about female anatomy, like it's not their anatomy,
correct,
but like everyone has an asshole,
right? That's right.
You don't, like, do you have a medical condition? This poor person going around with their like glistening asshole, they're like, this is normal.
I was real stumped with that one.
Yeah, everyone, aren't you gonna miss our contributions to the culture? This is
we've really like put in, you know, a lot of heavy intellectual work into this.
Yes.
Discussing the glistening assholes of the world.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted about that article and they were like, the saddest thing about this is that the romance genre is women talking about what they wish men would do and be. And men think it's so stupid because the idea of that level of a caring and kind relationship and treating a woman like that is absolutely absurd to them.
Yeah.
And ridiculous.
That's a sad. And, like,
that's why it's so sad.
Yes.
Sweet. Awesome. Hashtag not all men.
Hashtag most men.
But lots of them.
Let's see other favorite episodes. I'll say I think probably our most listened to episode by the numbers is actually the one Kristen and I did on that book, I Hate Men. Oh.
That the one that our Instagram posts about it were blocked or banned by Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
like for containing hate speech.
I just had Instagram take down. I made these like cute memes with stuff from that movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
They're really stupid, but I had fun making them and they were related to They Never Learn. So there was one that was talking about killing men and it got taken down for hate speech, too.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. The algorithm needs to get a life. There are like real problems.
Yeah, seriously.
But yeah, I think that one was our most popular, probably just because like you see that title, as we did when we saw the book and we're like, I'm interested.
Yes.
What about that one where we were joking about John, about AJ? Hi. Oh my God. Sorry. COVID brain.
AJ Finn. Yeah.
You forgot his name because he's so unimportant.
That's
and
true.
It's also not his real name.
It's not memorable. No. The Cups of Pee.
Oh my God. That article was so off the rails.
That was
expose
amazing.
About him. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Isn't there a movie?
Another thing, there's going to be a TV series, like a limited series with Jake Gyllenhaal, and that might be something we have to come back together for as well to like
that would,
commemorate.
That would be worth doing.
Yeah,
like
that would
very
be
very special occasion, like team ups in the future, perhaps.
Yes.
What are some other, I mean, all the interviews are always really fun. I had a really nice interview with Wanda the other day. I can't wait for everyone to hear that. She's such a lovely person and her book is so great. That was a really fun one.
Yeah, at the time that this comes out, that will have just been released a few days before.
Yeah.
So everyone should check that out if they haven't already.
The new book she has is a real accomplishment. She really did something. It's exciting. I can't wait to see what happens. Can't wait to see how it's received.
Well, why don't we talk about some, since we won't be here to do our usual like reading roundups
and
stuff, like what are some books or movies or anything that y'all are looking forward to that would be good for our audience here?
Well, I just watched this the other day on Netflix, a movie called Do Revenge. Have either of you watched that? Oh my God.
No.
Oh, that was so fun.
So fun. So many great, unlikable female characters. It's like a high school revenge fantasy, but kind of with some extra fun twists and turns and a lot of fun and a lot of bad behavior. And like Lane and I have talked before about how I'm worried that all movies are bad now because I've basically hated every movie that I've seen in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
But I really like this one. So maybe not all movies, just the ones that are getting a lot of fanfare, I guess, are bad. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys watching Rings of Power?
No.
I've been obsessed. I've been watching it during COVID. I think it started when I first was getting COVID, and so it's been like my COVID companion. But I was curious because I feel like Galadriel's character on that show belongs on this show. A discussion of her belongs in this show. Yeah, she's got like the hero's journey where it's a dark, tortured hero who's like the war captain. She's like the commander of the Northern armies, and she's been exiled, but she comes back. She's trying to find and defeat Sauron. Like, she's also the woman who won't let it go. She will not let her quest for Sauron go. She does like three expressions. She does like brooding, fighting, and like high chin, rebellious, you know, kind of speeches. She gets the male character treatment 100%. She's a really fierce warrior. She has all these fight scenes.
Aren't all the little baby men watching that show mad that she's not like fuckable enough?
I don't get it because she's really beautiful. She's like a like long blonde hair, very pretty face. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, she might be older than 38, so
she's
that would
not.
Explain
she's
it.
Like 25. I don't get it.
So she's still firmly in her fuckable years.
She's totally in her fuckable years.
I think they're just scared of her.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, the character doesn't have a ton of range, but like, neither does every other male character who gets that role. It's an archetype, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. It's cool seeing. I like seeing a woman with that. You don't see that very much.
I'll have to check it out. The book I'm really excited about that I just read is Such Sharp Teeth by Rachel Harrison.
Yes, I have that on my list.
Yes, it's so good. We had her on the show last year to talk about her second book, Cackle. So this is, we mentioned it on that episode, actually, and it is a feminist werewolf book.
Yes.
And, it's incredible. It's everything I wanted it to be and more. And I just love everything Rachel does. And if we were continuing the show, we would absolutely have had her on again. So, you know, go listen to our interview with her from last year if you haven't. And then go get your copy of Such Sharp Teeth.
Oh,
it needs to be a movie. It needs to be. Oh, my God. So obsessed.
Yeah.
Wait, I know what you're really excited about this, right? The new show Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
On Netflix.
Oh, my God.
It looks good.
Can't wait. It's an older Wednesday, so we're going to get like 17, 18-year-old Wednesday. She's going to be pretty hardcore.
In the trailer, she releases a bunch of piranhas into the pool at her high school, and they like bite some jock's dick off.
Yep.
And we support that here.
There was all the blood in the water. He bullied her brother, and she was like, only I get to do that.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever he did him, he deserved it.
Absolutely. Doesn't matter. I'm on her team, no matter what she does. I love the trailer. I can't wait to see it. Oh my God. Can't wait.
So as we are wrapping up our final thoughts and the end of this wonderful era, we've all learned a lot about a lot of things, really, through the course of this podcast. I think for me, one of them, like I knew this, but also it's still surprising, is like how hard all women are on themselves.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you had asked me before we started, like, are women hard on themselves? Well, yeah, of course, the answer is yes. But we're talking to people who are unapologetically feminist, who are still doing the things that we all feel that we have to do in order to just survive in this world.
Yeah.
And it's just really heartbreaking that such powerful and amazingly talented people are still dealing with stupid microaggressions and the male-dominated world of books in this genre, how it's been historically, and you know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I was amazed that we were able to come up with 4 years worth of material on what seemed like maybe it was kind of a limited topic. But what I learned is that, and we say this a lot on the show because it just keeps coming up, you can do literally anything and be unlikable to someone.
Yes.
Like, there's no way to be like, being a likable woman is not possible.
Right.
It's just straight up not possible. So you should just like do you. And I mean, like, don't be a dick, but unless, you know, they really deserve it. But like, be your authentic self. And if someone doesn't like it, fuck them. Cause you're never going to please everybody with your work or how you live your life or your personality or I mean anything. So that's what I've really taken away from this is we're all unlikable and there's no way to be likable. So fuck it.
It made me think a lot about how much like chameleon work I do, and I think a lot of us do, you know, how much we've been trained, like you said, you can't be pleasing to everybody, but the expectation is that you are. And in order to make that happen, you have to adopt a different personality in any infinite number of situations with any infinite number of people. And so how we've learned to like mirror and mask and put on personalities as if they were outfits based on our audience, mm-hmm. and how much it made me, just in our talking about that and my thinking about that, it made me think so much about how envious I am of people who get to just find their true selves and just be that throughout their lives without that constant pressure to accommodate. And it made me want to do more of that in like the second. I kind of made me want to divide my life in half and like live the second half of it in that way or something, you know, like a more
on your last fuckable day you must
well because I've already passed my last fuckable day a long time ago, you know. I'm a few years past my past being fuckable, so now I'm free.
Yeah,
we're all free technically now, aren't we?
We're all free. Yeah, yeah, we are. Finally, we're in our unfuckable era.
Yes, that's right.
We can see whatever we want. Yeah, I did feel like as we've gotten towards the end of this experience, like we started to repeat a lot of the same things because they were coming up a lot. But I do think that we as three like white queer ladies have kind of said all we can say on this topic. Yeah. But there's a lot more to be said by people who are not white ladies.
Yes, for sure. And I look forward to continuing to listen to those conversations as they take place, whether on some other podcast or just on the internet at large or whatever. But there's like
in books, like on TV, whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Have any of you listened to Meghan Markle's new podcast on Spotify?
I have not. I didn't even know about it.
They have this whole, her and Harry have this whole like podcast empire now that they're starting up with Spotify, which is rad. Needless to say, we are Meghan Markle supporters here. Yes. And fuck anyone who doesn't like her.
Right.
Like,
what seriously.
Okay, if there is like one woman on this earth who should be liked by everyone, it is Meghan Markle, who's a literal angel.
Yeah, she's,
like,
done nothing.
She's done nothing. She's just like, she looks like a Disney princess. She's like a kind, wonderful person. Anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
But she has this podcast where she's basically talking about, like, I listened to the first episode and I was like, oh, okay, so she's just doing like what we've been trying to do all along, but way better.
Yeah.
Higher production values. In her first episode, she is talking to Serena Williams, who's a really good friend of hers. And they're about, like kind of the archetypes that hold women back and like the roles that they're expected to play. And like in that one, obviously they were talking about both being Black women but also being like super ambitious and how they have been criticized for that. And there's a bunch of episodes now and I'm looking forward to
listening
to the rest of them. She's got all her like famous friends coming
of course
on, and so yeah, if you miss us, go listen to Meghan Markle's way better version of
the
podcast.
Perfect. That's awesome. I'm so happy though to hear that, because that sounds like it's going to be super powerhouse of content.
Very
cool.
And she has a great voice for podcasting too.
Really?
She's very soothing. She does. Yeah, she's perfect.
Literal angel. It's true.
Yeah So I guess that's it, bitches.
That's it. That's a wrap. That's 4 years summarized in 34 minutes and 50 seconds.
I know, it's hard to do that. I feel like we've learned so much, and I think we've supported each other in like a little community of women during these years of publishing. And it's been just, I don't know, I feel like I've met so many people through this podcast. We've gotten to talk to so many people. It's been a huge opportunity. I'm so grateful.
Yes, me too. It's been so much fun to have our conversations and to get to read so many amazing books before they came out. And like the precise 4 years covered by this podcast encompassed two extremely bad periods in my life. So I was very grateful to have, you know, this as one of the constants going on when everything else was super falling apart. So that's awesome, too.
I hope that people listening felt validated. You know, I hope that we made people feel seen, that it made people feel a sense of community as well.
I hope so, too, because it definitely did that for the three of us.
Yes.
And I will always cherish this time being bitches on the internet.
Yes, these special, special days.
And we can still be bitches on the internet. Like, we're not going to stop that.
No, no.
We can't be stopped.
You can take the bitch out of the podcast, but she'll still be a bitch even when her podcast is over. So.
Oh, yes. And I have learned so much about the Midwest from you two, including... about the birds in winter and different types of shoes people wear in the snow.
Deep cut, going all the way back to the beginning. Yes.
I didn't know these things.
Expanding horizons left and right here.
Yes. I didn't know certain Midwest, like, mannerisms and politenesses. Thank you for teaching me.
You're very,
very welcome.
I am so grateful to know that there are birds in winter. Such a blessing and a treasure.
Yes.
Although, as bad as my knowledge of birds in winter was, I think my partner gets the award for thinking that they lived in, that they hibernated in caves.
Yeah. Well, we've also learned on the show that men don't know anything.
Yeah. They may rule the world, but they don't know anything.